Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
It's Flipside and Rasco here to let them know. If niggas don't cooperate, gotta let them go. Get in the race and stop running at a snail's pace. And sour milk has left my mouth with a bitter taste. They shot calling blackball until the last sex. No other choice but to cut these niggas' last check. Give me respect, cause I've been coming up these last years. The only car on the road flossing 9 years. Cause I arrive in overdrive, set to rip it live. And I'll be ripping this shit when I'm 55. Dead stinking, ain't Lincoln, nigga, what you thinking? You better smoke another blunt and continue drinking. A cloudy brain, train tracks, but there's no train. And now you watch me skyrocket in my own plane. Never the same, and nobody else can do it better. 3 to the 3rd is the word, got the triple header. So you better get your ass a sweater. Breaking these fools down to the last letter.
Whatever that you clowns wanna do,
make sure that you got the super dope crew. The unassisted, it's the unassisted. Rasco's on the mic, it's the unassisted.
Blacklisted Joe, it's the unassisted.
Rasco's on the mic, it's the unassisted. So what's next? Not these MCs, this totem text. Glitz and glam, better scram, diamond studded specs. That style is played and more washed up than Cascade. And it's been years since I broke out my last fade.
Yes, yes. Themos was Guan and Rude. Boy, how are you, brother? Fuck's sake.
Yeah, motherfuckers, was up?
Episode 129. We've just about recovered from last episode, 420. First, before we get into it, respect, that was a song. Rasco is called The Unassisted, classic hip-hop track. All right, but yeah, 420 last week.
I forgot we were going to talk about that. I completely forgot.
Yeah, it was like... Man. It was a fun episode. People seemed to enjoy it. It was great. It was fun to do. But when we were doing it, because we don't smoke like that. I was mad stoned. I was trying to hold it together. We got like, and I remember when we stopped, we had to like, we were sat here just like contemplating our lives. Go, we can't put this on the internet, man.
Oh like, my god, yeah, that bit was awful. That bit was muddy, bruv. I'm like 42 years old. I'm like fucking sitting here smoking pot, putting on YouTube, brother. What the fuck? My life is just dead.
You were like, put the camera back on. Put them on. I need to explain myself.
Now we can talk about ganja. That's what I was saying, isn't it? Yeah. We can talk about like the paranoia, the munchies. We're going to go through all of that. When I left your house, I didn't leave your house. I just sat in the car. Just sat in the car eating all of that munch.
Basically, bruv.
So yeah. I made a button. You told me to make a button, so I made a button.
Yeah, that's good. Basically.
We found out Tapas is from the Cotswolds. Shout out the Cotswolds. And this bit, this was the funniest bit, though, obviously.
I
crack up now whenever I hear this scream. I just freeze up, man.
We lick the chalice, make the water go.
It's a bad tune.
It's so good.
It is so fucking good.
To Chaos, the writer Chaos. We've critiqued his graph on the past. He's the one who actually put me up on that tune. I'd heard it years ago, but I'd just forgotten about it. Then he sent it in as a wee tune. I was like, oh,
Everything about that bong moment was just perfect. The song was amazing.
And I didn't.
The way the smoke comes out diagonally downwards from each nostril, like that.
And the way my cheeks like blew out a bit as well.
And it's the way you're waiting there with the light. I'm like, yeah, Arms House 420. And you properly made me feel like we're in some house party back in the day.
Yeah, definitely.
And the way you exploded with smoke, bro, I just couldn't stop fucking laughing. But you fucking filmed it. This is what I need to point out that this is how much you firmed it, because you hadn't done a bong hit for like probably forever, and then you've done that, yeah, and you've completely bailed it. Like, it's gone completely fucked and wrong, yeah. You're coughing, legitimately coughing and dying at first. Mm. And I'm just creasing myself. I don't even know if I'm still filming you. I can't take it. It was the perfect, control,
yeah.
Like the perfect wipeout I've ever. It was amazing. And when I look up, when I like open my eyes again, you're there firming and even taking the second hit of the bong and then blowing fucking smoke. And I was like, this guy, he had to make sure that he firmed it entirely, because you're from that era when you had to do it no matter what. Yeah, I'm not going to pussy out of this, bro. And you firmed it and then carried it on.
Yeah, some sort of redemption, you know what I mean? I needed, because, yeah, I failed the first hit, man, utterly. But it was comedy, man, you know what I mean? And
it was comedy gold, bruv. But when there's a smoke explosion like that, the person never cracks on.
Mm.
You just cracked on. That's, you know what that is? That's that difference between a regular unit, yeah, and special forces. That's the kind of thing that you just like, how did they do that?
Basically, bruv.
I just emptied the chamber, you know what I mean? It's got to be done, man. But the thing is, it's like we were performing, there was cameras, there was lights. Like in any other situation, I would have just buoyed it. I probably wouldn't.
Well, that was awful, the lights and that. Yeah. When we were sitting, that was awful.
It kept me going.
I couldn't chill there.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of it. I gave us purposely, like, I could have brought these other seats that you sink into. I have these two other big kind of like cushiony seats I could have brought, but I was like, nah, that's a bad idea. We're just gonna just not chat and fall asleep or something. So I purposely had those chairs, and I think the lights and all that helped me anyway, because I was way too stoned, man. Like, I don't smoke skunk, man. So I was just ITAL, you know what I mean? Completely. And a bear and a fucking puff on the vape and shit. I was out, man. In any other situation, I would have gone, I'm out,
you
guys.
Were so I'm just talking at you. Yeah. And you're kind of trying to listen, but like desperately trying to not be too lean and holding onto your phone in like this desperate attempt to like keep looking at some sort of notes or structure, yeah? Definitely. And your brain keeps telling you to do it. And I'm noticing that while I'm chatting to you. It's so joke.
Just because I've
was
made,
so joke. You made, were licked, bro.
I've made so many notes because I knew I was going to be in a state and I wasn't going to be able to function properly. So I thought, okay, if I have my notes, at least there's something I can go back to.
But can you remember how like the bitter disappointment of being that lean?
I just don't like it.
Ridiculous.
I just don't enjoy it, man. You know, I just it's not fun for me anymore, man, being that lean, man. And Theme, I underestimated you. I had no idea, because I knew you used to blaze, and I know you used to blaze a lot, but not to that extent. But then, of course, you lived in Amsterdam for a little while. You were chief joint roller at one of the coffee shops. Like, you can't get much more of a smoker than that.
Yeah, you said, like, try and put on this thing that I was, like, a top blazer, you know what I mean? Everybody just blaze weed, like, bro. You can't blaze with me, bruv, you know what I mean? Them ones, bro.
But then, oh, yeah, also, I saw a few comments of some people saying that off camera, we were going off camera and doing lines of coke or something to stay awake. Like, that was not happening. Theme just.
That always happens at the Arms House, though. That's not the first time cocaine's been mentioned in the comments.
I know, man. We don't do that stuff, people. Look at my eyes. We don't do that shit, man.
I don't do, what do you call it? Bugle, pickle.
Colombian marching powder.
Colombian marching powder.
Although, I tell you what, if I want to be honest, I did a little bump last night, man, because I was watching the bump.
You did? No, I never do it.
I've never seen or heard him do anything like that. I've dabbled in it. I've done.
What do they call it? White boy drugs. I don't do white boy drugs.
But now the boxing yesterday was fun, man.
Wait. So right. I worked out, yeah, because something happened to me. The weed that I got Christmas. So before, like when I finished working for Christmas, got the weed I got back then. It was an Oz, split it, had a half. The last bud ran out like last week. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Last week. So that's 14 grams because I split it with a dude. I got to tell you a story about this dude as well. Fuck me. It's the fucking greatest story of all time. Like, he's so joke. This guy is so joke. And he's a bit of a bod. So like what I'm about to tell you is 100% true. Do you know what I mean? Like he would never ever make it up. Like,
but the guy you so split joke. The ounce.
Yeah. The guy I split this thing with, yeah. Back in Christmas, yeah. 14 grams, and it's a bit more than 4 months, because it's 4 months if you start from January till now, but it was like 2 weeks before the end of December. So I'm going with 18 weeks, yeah? 18 weeks, 14 grams, 0.777777 grams a month. A week.
A week.
0.7 grams a week, bro.
Because, yeah, like you said on the thing, you put a little bud tiny like that, tiny bud in the bong, done, and you're done, yeah?
But it's not entirely true because we got sent bits for Almshouse, so
that's true.
I just put them with the stash, you know what I mean? That was it.
Yeah.
But
just so people get an idea of, like, really what our smoking habits
are. Yeah, and that was the only punk level we had. You've only put a bit of hashish in, like, a rollie. Like a pure Arabic man. You don't have any punk self-defense.
Zero punk self-defense, man. but the thing is, like,
he does that blazing, bro. You're a joker.
But I did it for the pod, man, for the Almshouse, for you lot, you know what I mean? I knew I'd survive, you know what I'm saying? It's all
good. Yeah, and there was people on the live, like, doing comments like, there doesn't look to be like that much ganja, yeah, in that ashtray, do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, well, it's one zoo each, actually, by the way, bro. It just didn't even.
So what happened with this guy that you split the ounce with there, man?
Oh my days, puff, yeah. So he goes to me. We're talking about this area where we work, yeah? Uh-huh. And he used to know someone who was like the right honourable whatever of that area. There's like this posh area. I don't even want to say where it is, yeah? It's like posh area done by a certain architect in London. All the streets are done by the same architect. Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
From like Victorian times, anyway. And this geezer is like the right honourable whatever of that, of the same estate name. It's got the area of all the streets has been given like a name because it's that posh. If you can get, oh, we want to live in this estate. We want to live in the estate. You know what I mean? And this geezer is like the right honourable lord of the same estate. Yeah.
Okay.
And the geezer I'm split the Oz with, he's like, he knows him. They went to school with him. This geezer's like 10, 12 years older than us. Yeah. He's like a bit of like an Essex boy. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's older than us. Like, bro, he's joker, bro. He's joker. He's a proper joker, but he's a bit of a bodger. He would like never. And he goes, that geezer, he went to Colombia for 2 weeks. We were talking about dangerous Latinas, yeah? And he said that geezer there, who he went to school with, went to Colombia for 2 weeks, yeah? And disappeared and came back 6 months dead, yeah, in a casket.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm listening to him like, oh, right, because he's telling me about the area. So he's telling me, like, they're mad posh, but you would never know that this is how the geezer, I went to school with him, this is how he actually died. And I'm like, no way. Yeah. And he's like, yeah. So he's gone to Colombia. I'm going for 2 weeks, you know, like in some like mission, you know what I mean? And then he's dead, yeah, like pure, like heart attack. So like pure cocaine, yeah? Like just fat ass Latinas, yeah? And that's all this geezer's. But that's what he's actually been doing. Like, he just went on his J's with dripping in peas. Like this geezer's doesn't know about peas. The old school kind of money. It's just like, yeah, whatever it does, just pure Latinas and coke, yeah. And he's come back dead.
Oh my God.
And this was in like 2007. The geezer's only like 40 something, yeah.
Shit.
And he's telling me about it. Anyway, I nearly said his name. Thank Jesus I didn't. My brethren, yeah, is going out at the time, not anymore, but at the time he's going out with like this proper like Essex perch. It's like she's telling me about her and rare, and you know how, you know, about different things about her, yeah, like funny things, yeah. But anyway, she used to get smashed, basically, this chick. Like properly East London, Essex smashed, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, booze, like shots and fucking pickle and rare and everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, he took her to the wake of this like right honourable of the estate. Yeah? He took her to the wake. Yeah,
the victim.
This is some unrelated
Colombia bird.
She's got nothing to do with this geezer or never knew about this guy from the estate, like how wealthy he is, what his name is, what his background is.
Mm.
No idea. She's just gone to the wake
And she's and he's like, and she fucking, and he talks like this. That's why it's like double joke. He talks a bit like the 80s, right? And he's like, and you'd never guess what. I'd bring her to the fucking wake, yeah? And he's like properly out of like Only Fools and Horses. This kid, he's amazing. He's got like different Rolexes and that and Cartiers and that. Like, he's fucking joke. Yeah? He's amazing. Oh, and he's like, so he's taken this, and I've taken her, yeah, to the thing.
And is there bare posh people at this wake, yeah? I'm
there must be all sorts of mad posh people there, like, but not posh. Like, I can't explain to you, like, it's, like, old English posh, like, just beyond fucking posh. Like, the upper class is, like, something, they're like, oh, no, you know, everything's just
the establishment. Fucking, you know
like, they mean? Own the country. Yeah. They own the country, you know what I mean? Not like they own a business, but they own the fucking land that all your shit is built. Yeah. That kind of.
Okay, so they're at the wake.
Anyway, he's taking her to the wake, and she's got on it at the wake. Oh, and she's pulled out pickle and And he knows she's doing it because he started dating her, and she keeps on getting in the bog, and she's like kind of blagging, lying to him. And then she's like, yeah. And by the time he goes to talk to other people, he's like, fucking hell, this is nuts. Is that a wake? He said, you've got to be respectful. Like, what's the matter with you? Anyway, yeah, he's chatting to someone else, bro. And the geezer, it's like a film. The geezer he's chatting to, who's like facing him, so looking behind him, says, mate, I think you need to, you know, sort your bird or do something about your missing. You know what I mean? Like, literally said something like that, yeah? My friend doesn't know because he's got his back to his missus. He's like, oh, what are you talking about? Turns around, yeah? She's like dancing, like when she's got her leg up on the table.
Oh my goodness.
Like pulling her skirt up, leg up on the table. They're dancing for like on the mum's table. Yeah, of the wake, yeah. The like, mum's table and all the family, like these fucking royalty cunts.
Oh my god.
She gets the fucking ashes, yeah. She doesn't know it's the ashes. She gets the ashes, pulls it on the thing, and like makes a line out of it. Yeah. And my friend is looking at her, yeah, going, if I run over now, like I might, like, will I have, oh, she's never going to do it. And she bends down, bruv, and like pretends or either does or pretend, but he doesn't know because he's like at the other end of the room, but like does this kind of motion.
Shit.
With the ashes, bruv.
Nah, man.
On the mum's table. On the mum's table. Like the mum must be with the cousin, innit? And the brother and the uncle and the father, be with the immediate family. And she's, and he's like, she's, and that was like his third date with this bird. And he's like, she's one of them birds. He's never, ever went out with her after again. But she's been in his life for the rest of his life. Just like gnawing at him. Do you know what I mean? You're like, shit.
And what was the mum? Was the mum and the family, were they so like, you know, stiff upper lip, posh English?
That's exactly what I was asking him, yeah? What did he say? He kept on saying something and I still thought, fair enough.
They must have got kicked out. I mean, come on, sure. Or they found it hilarious. There's one extreme or the other.
No, nobody found it hilarious. Like that. He didn't know what... I think he just ran out because he knew the exit was behind him. He just turned and just ran out.
Oh, my days, man. That's insane. This woman, I want her on the pod. We got to get her as a guest on the pod.
Can you imagine? And I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? She's in your life. She's like, yeah, she's still in my life. Like, goes through his WhatsApp. He's like, look, that's her there. I'm like, you've got to let me see her profile. Be like, I'm looking at her like, no way. Like, you just went, fucking hell. That's how mashed she used to get. Mashed.
Yeah, that is.
And then the same geezer pulls out a photo from back in the day of his like graduation day at his, I don't know, college, uni, school, whatever, yeah? And he's like, dead, dying, dead, just disappeared, lives in Spain, dead.
Oh, my days.
You've got to let me record like everything you say. So. I told him, I'm on a podcast, I'm going to tell that story. He's like, no, you're definitely not. You can't tell anyone, you can't. And I was like, no, I won't say anyone's name, I won't do anything, but it's ridiculous, bruv. I was in bits.
I mean, to be honest, though, it's kind of, by the sounds of it, this guy went to Colombia and went out like that. That's kind of a good send-off for him, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, trying to get hoovered up some fucking crazed-ass fucking Essex girl, man. Yo, we got listener question. We got fucking all sorts. We got graph letter game, critique, and all that good stuff. But, yo, I like your T-shirt that you're wearing, theme, man. What's that T-shirt you're wearing? Can you stand up quickly just so we can
YOFC, Young Offenders FC.
Young Offenders Football
Club. I'm so young, I can't even go to the pen, bruv. I'm still on the YO.
Yes. You know what? These guys, so YOFC, YOFC, Young Offenders Football Club, or whatever I think is the name of it. I think on Instagram.
Is that what it is?
In Instagram, it's @_ YOFC. They're like a graffiti crew. They're like a graph punk rap fighting. They got Muay Thai champions in the crew or something. I don't know. He sent me this mad email and he said he wanted to send us a couple things. So he sent us some t-shirts, like the one Theme's wearing, and also this mad book, graph book, like just, you know, throw up some damage and tag in. Curated, I guess is the word. But yo, I just wanted to give him a heads up and a thanks for that. Loads of books coming through. I finally got my
look at the fibbins behind you. That's from last week. And it's not like your podcast setup, is it, with the spray can there?
I didn't even know it was down there. I got my little robot figurine.
I didn't even know it's down there. Yeah, you get it.
But also, we both got sent one of these each. It's a book. What's by
Holding
it's
one Bach? Of those.
Holding Bach, that Instagram account.
That's quite good.
That Instagram account, Lee. So @Lee.102, Lee.102.
Big man team.
Graffiti, just post bare pictures of graffiti. He released a book. I think he's done a couple of books, but this is his latest one, Holding Back. Thank you for sending that. It's really fucking good, Theme.
Is there two copies of that?
There's two copies. I got one for you as well.
You've
done any graph, like it's mainly London, but it's a bit of Bristol, bit of Leicester, a bit of Brighton, bit of Birmingham, but predominantly London. And if you've done any sort of damage in London in the last couple of years, you're in this book, basically. Like it's got everybody from known people to unknown people, all really nice photos, nicely cropped, nicely framed. It's got tags in there, like loads of shutters with tags. It's really fucking cool book. And he told me as well that all the proceeds go to homelessness. Let me see what he wrote. He wrote, all proceeds raised from it are going to homeless charities based in each of the cities that are featured. So yeah, like I said, those cities. And if people want to pick up one of these books, DM him on the Instagram. So that's @Lee.102. The link will be below.
800 quid. But
I don't know how much
you use almshouse code 80, you get 80% off.
No, 80%. None of that. But infamy, they get 10% off. Use almshouse 10.
This one,
I don't know. He didn't tell me how much they're selling for, but I'm sure it's reasonable. So hit up Lee. And thank you, brother, for sending that in.
Infamy, talking of infamy, they're getting a lot of love at the moment, aren't they? Yeah, the chemist.
Yeah, man.
Big up the chemist.
What should we get into, man? Should we the boxing. Just quickly, I just wanted to say I was at my mate's the other day. Yesterday, we watched the Chris Eubank night. What's his name? Conor Benn.
Conor Benn.
Great fight, man. Super entertaining. Technically, like, it was a bit scrappy do here and there. I don't know if you saw it, Theme, man. But, you know, I'm not a boxing connoisseur, you know, not even close. But really thoroughly enjoyed it. I had a bet on, I thought, Ben was going to knock him out in the third round. Yeah, I didn't know for sure, but the odds were good, so I put a bet down for that.
I bet they were good, yeah.
He was wildly swinging, though, man. I was hoping one of those fucking connected on Chris, you know what I mean? But Chris done well, man, you know what I mean? I think technically better out of the two. Great to see their dads there. The whole history behind that made it more exciting. It was a cool fight, entertaining. So kudos to them for that, man. Did you watch it, Theme?
Yeah, I'm just thinking what you said about Eubanks being technically better than Conor Benn. It's like one of the massive reasons, the overriding reason I just don't like Chris Eubank Jr. is the style of boxing. It's like he's very kind of untaught. You know what I mean? But it's cool if you want to go down that route, but at least like get the fundamentals like down in some sort of way. Even fighting at this big old age now against someone much, much smaller than him, smaller, who's actually come up, like they've worked to come up. They're going to be tired all the time and lighter. I don't know, man. So at this big age, he's still looking like he looks a bit. He looks shit. Sometimes he looks shit. Like he looks shit. There's times when he's falling forwards and stuff, when the boxer's not even in front of him. And if Conor Benn listened to his corner and stepped back every now and again and went bam bam bam, bam like, as he's stepping back, mm-hmm. it would have been fucking beautiful. Because Conor Benn, it looked like to me like when he hit Chris Eubank Jr., it didn't really do anything. Mm. It's going to be one of those ones when it's going to be immediate. I was like, oh, this is going to go like long into the deep rounds. Everyone was saying it's never going to go there. They hate each other. They're going to be swinging. And then when I was watching it towards like the fifth and sixth, I was like, this is a bit of a shit fight. So when I got into this conversation was because you said, you know, you think Eubanks is like more technically better than him. I was thinking, me.
I did.
That
say,
makes me think that like, is Conor Benn even worse? Because I was like, none of this doesn't look good. But 11 and 12, maybe like the 10, but the 12th round, the 11th round, the 10th, and they were good, like fucking
swing.
When you're in the trenches with nothing left kind of rounds.
Yeah.
And they did that, which was banging.
Yeah, we were off our seat.
In them rounds there, because you don't have like the actual, what's it called? There was like a word beginning with P, I think it is. You
know,
but you don't have like the basics, like the fundamentals down. Mm-hmm. That's when you get those licks when everyone's just licking it because you're never like up like this and you're falling forward and your head's sticking out and it's weird. I was thinking it's going to be a draw.
That's what I thought.
Classic, set it up for the next team.
Exactly. That's what I thought, man. But I mean, they will definitely do a rematch, I'm pretty sure, after the success of that fight. You know, it's inevitable.
I've got to and Eubank Senior turning up. I was always going to be here, like, Rastafari.
Yeah, that was cool, man.
But such a blatant setup. Oh, yeah, my old man hates me. My old man just turned up in a fucking Range Rover out the back of it. Like, we knew he was getting driven, do you know what I mean?
I thought it was obvious as well, man, that was the setup. But, you know, it added to the drama. It was good theatrics, you know what I mean? Because it's better than those usual fucking those gimmicky boxing fight. I hate those ones, like Tyson versus that YouTuber guy, or even like it started with McGregor versus
Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather, like all those silly things where it's all about the hype, and the boxing is literally the last thing on anyone.
But that one was good because that one was like, right, can someone at the top of this game in UFC go to boxing?
Yeah,
and only box and still be the, you know, one of the best boxers to ever walk the earth.
I was sucked in by the hype, like everyone.
And he didn't. Floyd made him look silly. Like
I remember watching that fight. It was on at silly o'clock in the morning, one of them 4 a.m. fights, and I was like, I stayed up to watch this shit. You know what I mean? That's when it kicked in, and I was like, I'm never falling for this shit again, man.
Yeah,
but the hype was real on that one. The hype was real.
Never, but I am waiting to do that. I am waiting to not watch the fight and wake up the next day and it's just everywhere. Jake Paul gets knocked the fuck out. That's what I'm waiting for, bro.
I mean, we can only pray.
He lost that. Against the only boxer sort of around his age that he fought, who's a shit boxer. Tommy Fury.
Oh, yeah, Fury, yeah.
Is it Tommy Fury?
I think it is, yeah.
Something Fury. Anyway, he lost against him.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
It was like a 6-rounder or something, 8-rounder or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's never had like a 12-round boxing rules fight with a boxer who isn't like, you know,
it's not about
retired.
Boxing. That's why theme is about the money and the hype and the pageantry of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
he should want to, you know, surely you've got a massive, massive foot in the game now.
Mm-hmm. But if you look at that YouTuber, what's his fucking name? Jake or something?
Jake Paul.
He fucking, if you look at his career, if you want to call it that, it's all about making hype and, you know, his YouTube like antics, you know what I mean? Just playing pranks on people and chatting shit and being a dickhead, you know what I mean? That's how he became famous. And so he just leaned into that. And who makes the most money boxing is the heel, you know what I mean? The bad guy that everyone wants to see knocked out. And he knows all that. He's not a fucking idiot. And he's made millions and millions from it, man.
Conor Benn got.
He got $8 million. He got $8 million. And Conor? Chris Eubank got $10 million. Yeah. I looked it up yesterday as well. But you see, they did their thing. Anyway, this isn't a boxing podcast, so...
Well, it fucking well should be. The old Sweet Science, one of the greatest games on planet Earth.
All right, Themos, let's play the graph letter game. Now we are on letter O.
Honey, right. Oh boy, zimmy, no, 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 no.
We're getting through the alphabet, people. All right, so here we go. Bing, bosh, I'm sending you the first letter O.
Bing, bong. don't talk to me like some fucking...
No, what's that? That's bing, Nem. Bong. Yeah, bing, bong. He goes, hey, fuck your life. Hey, yo, what did you say to President Biden right now? Hey, take me out to dinner. Oh my God, fucking hell, that thing went mental. All right, first O. Who painted this letter O theme?
Who painted?
There's a big crew in that.
Shook.
Yeah, shook ones.
This little O.
All right, let's go a little bit more tricky. I don't know if you'll get this one.
Look at my message to you about the city life just before that.
Theme, don't get distracted. Come on, here we go. There's
so distracted by that. I've got to bite that. Roan.
Oh, shit. Roan, yes.
Bigger. Last Christmas, you gave me your... This man here butters Pierre trains, bro.
Yeah, he's ill. Here we go. This one's an easy one.
I'm downloading now. Oh! Zonke.
Zonke. Big up, Zonk. Okay, this
our
one.
War kid.
Theme, you definitely know this. You don't know him personally, but you know who we've talked about.
Don't chat to me about who I know and I don't know, fam. Do you know what I mean? You don't know nothing about who I know, fam. Do you know what I mean? You're not about the nose.
All right, here we go. There we go. Who did that? Letter O. Huh?
I don't know. Where's he from?
London, I think. I don't know the guy personally.
I thought you just... looked to me like it was in like some... Some fucking like pillar and Californian bush, mate, or something.
Now, this guy
he's
we spoke
London
about.
Ting, him, it's an England ting.
Some people brought him up on the hand styles episode for his hand styles, and you said, nah, his style isn't aggressive enough. It was too playful for you. Do you remember? Is that ringing any bells?
Yeah, that all rings bells, but I don't know who the fuck this is, bruv.
Oh, there you go. I sent you the whole thing. It's Soweta. Soeta with the funky styles.
Different styles.
I knew you would.
Well,
I'll put you another easy one. Here we go, son. Boom, sent. Who did this letter O?
O. That'll be Ode.
Yeah, Ode.
Lovely little bit of graph there.
All right, last one of the letter O, graph letter game. Who did this letter O?
Zimina banana.
Long.
Oh, I see.
Have we seen his bits?
Was this an infographic critique?
Nah.
Just those cracks.
This guy's pretty up.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
No, mate.
Not even a guess.
No, fucking hell.
I feel like
I've seen this.
Yeah, you definitely have.
I just can't do this game when you've had a bit of green. There's just no.
It starts with
thinking
the letter
power.
E. Starts with the letter E. This tag, and it's got an O in the middle.
Clearly. Has an O in the middle as well. Starts with an E.
I've sent you the
elope.
Oh,
evoke.
Evoke.
Emoke.
Evoke. That's it. You got it, man. Big up. Evoke.
Where is that? Stopwell. I haven't seen that then.
Yeah, man. All right. Let's listen to your track theme, man. You suggested a song.
Oh, I selected this track. Jolly nice track that came up. Whilst I was relaxing with a friend, and I said, what is this track? He sent it to me, and I said, thank you very much. And the chap is from Baltimore and was raised on those streets that you associate with The Wire. Okay. And I thought I liked his accent very much on certain vowels. And I thought, because of that reason, the way that he says the vowels, I think in the second verse, I can't remember, but I thought, I like this. I'll play it on the almshouse.
All right, it is Jay Royale.
Spin the rhythm.
Jay Royale. Called The J.
It is by a chap called Jay Royale.
And The J.
Didn't even say his name.
And D. Haven, produced by Ray Sosa.
Yo, more clear bubble wind jack. Catch me in that Ronnie fat. Kick new balances with the end cap. Spin back, twin revolvers like double impact. Hey, y'all, stuff in the duffel, the muzzle intact. Pop a rubber band on the band before I spin that. Just to remind you niggas I've been at. Get your chin strap, bit the nose, snort, flick, pick, slick in the low sport. Run the streets deep for niggas to blow guard. Disengage, feel like all the mads when he switched the blade. Read the room and we on a different page. Razor, scratch your face like a buck 50. Dust sticky niggas duck cause they can't fuck with me. Tough titty, wanna suck on them from the same block you got stuck on. Dog Remy, yes, okay. That's what the cup on. They eyeing me, try hide the fact they admire me. The irony is where the plans connect like they Siamese.
Whatever happened to...
Yo,
my brother's key.
Can we just play that? Can you just skip that? Go to the beginning. I want to hear that first verse again, please. Right. Please.
Of course, man. Let's go.
Not the intro, but yeah. I forgot. The reason I chose this tuner, this geezer is fucking good. He's good.
I haven't heard of him, man. You sent it to me earlier today, and I kind of looked him up. I was like, where the fuck is this Jay Royale guy from? And like you said, Baltimore. But he knew Jay-Z apparently back in the day, and then he went off to prison. And apparently Jay-Z ghosted him after that and just loud him or something. I don't know. I didn't look into it too much. But here we go. Jay Royale.
This is exactly what I'm gonna do when you go to prison.
When I finally get locked up. What's that? You'll be like, who are you?
Arms House, what?
You'd be like,
basically, bruv.
Exactly. That was the only time to use basically this episode in your other misplaced moments. The moment.
But this beat as well, this beat is like reminds me of some like cool mega shit, man. You know what I mean? Like
That's what I'm saying. And in different rhyming schemes in the sentence. I mean, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yo, more clear bubble wind jack. Catch me in that Ronnie fat. Kick new balances with the end cap. Spin back, twin revolvers like double impact. Hey, y'all, stuff in the duffel, the muzzle intact. Pop a rubber band on the band before I spin that. Just to remind you niggas I've been at. Get your chin strap, bit the nose, snort, flick, pick, slick in the low sport. Run the streets deep for niggas to blow guard. Disengage, feel like all the mads when he switched the blade. Read the room and we on a different page. Razor, split your face like a buck 50. Dutch sticky niggas duck cause they can't fuck with me. Tough titty, wanna suck on them from the same block you got stuck on. Dog Remy, yes, that's what the cup on. They eyeing me, try and hide the fact they admire me. The irony is when the plans connect like they Siamese.
Whatever happened to...
Yo, the buck on when Nick. They get stuck on, when they buck on, when you buck on. They're like, yo!
Embarrass me, man!
Yo!
Treat me like I was soft, man. You treat me like I was violent. We built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
Ah.
You forgot about me, man.
Oh, Mom's house, Mom's house.
That's from you.
You're part of the disenfranchised. The way that the lyrics got niggas anti. Dog whisper, vicious as the kiss of a vampire. I pour some liquor out on the strip with my man died under privilege. Still, we made it flip by a landslide. We got them thirsty purchases, shit that they can't buy. Stand by niggas wearing blue shites like they camera shot. Analyze, I'm still in the Thames of camouflage. Fat the fam, that's my hand of God. You know the names like a lot of cane patch on the rap gang. With the same past in the gap change. Living life in the fast lane. Spent your feature price in the crap gang. Lost and they got it back. Sauce off the salinette. What's the move when the crew is by you? Turn Judas to crucify you. Just a page added to the novel. So what's the top light? Niggas scrambling, watching for cop lights. Feeling like Nina Wild. Just got it. Spotlight.
Yo!
Yeah, man. Arms House salute. Jay Royale. Nice.
Yo, man. I think that the movie sample is from New Jack City. How long has it been since you've seen that film, man? New Jack City.
Maybe.
Classic.
No.
With Nino Brown.
Oh, my days.
That's a good track, man.
Bronx Tale was a lot. Oh, mate.
I'm going to look up that album.
That was nice.
Jay Royale, as that comes from his album.
That was new.
nurse, man. Yeah. Nurse.
Very good. The buck indeed.
Was that? The buck want, the buck want.
Oh my God, I just thought of something horrifically bad from my childhood.
Yo, keep it buried down deep.
Horrifically bad.
Keep it buried.
Man. Shall I not say
what? Well, it depends what it is, man. Go for it.
Nah.
Fucking hell, yeah. I went round to this guy's house, who was my mate. So we lived in Ladbroke Grove. Yeah? He lived around the corner. He was like, first, you might know his name. You okay. might have heard of his name. And you should go around his, yeah. I can't remember if we lived in Bush or lived in Grove, but we were like mates, like round the corner mates. So we like playing all day.
Yeah.
And he was nuts back then, like nuts. Because you know he was nuts. Yeah, I mean, he was like, I
remember.
Nuts.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the name.
Didn't he get kicked out of?
If the name is ringing a bell.
Because I remember always saying I wasn't as bad as him. I didn't get kicked out in the pre. I got kicked out like the next year, but not in like junior school.
Yeah.
And he got dashed out of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he got dashed out of that. And we were still mates because we lived. That's what happened. We were still regents because we lived around the corner. And I was like good mates with him. So I went around to his house to sleep the night. Yeah. And his older sister, bruv, this girl is like 5, 6, 7 years older than us, yeah?
Okay.
And this is when I am like fucking like 9, do you know what I mean? 9, 10, oh, yeah?
Where's
which means that this bitch was like 16, 17 motherfucking years old, do you know what I'm saying? When I look back at this, I was always like, yo, what the fuck?
Basically, bruv.
Basically, I went round to her house, his house, but she had a brethren who was staying the night as well.
Okay.
But that, like, we didn't chill with each other at all. It was like the normal kind of, my older sister's a mug and she's down there. Do you know what I mean? We're not going to chill with her at all. It's like, yeah, so she's like 6, 7 years older than us, for fuck's sake. So we're just like pissing around. We're like kids. I go to bed. I get like given a bedroom. Like I get given a bed. So I'm in my own bed, like single tiny bed. And I think maybe I was sleeping in his room, but he was trying to yerps this girl, his sister's mate, yeah?
Okay.
And I'm of the age here, but I don't even know what yerpsing is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When he said to me, like, I'm going to go, and I'm probably just like, yeah, okay, he's coming back in like 1 minute. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. Huh. His sister then comes in, yeah? And I'm like lying on the bed, yeah? And she jumps on me, like straddles me, all fours, bam, bam, and jumps on me. She's like, hey. And I'm like, yo, like, you know what I mean? Like, laughing about it.
Yeah.
Because she's my mate's sister. I know her. Like, I mean, live around the corner.
Yeah.
And she starts, like, trying to dry hump you. Dry hump me. She's dry humping me in the bed. Yeah, going, whoever, like, makes me and my friend the most horny tonight is the one that we're going to fuck, yeah? And I'm just like, this language, I just, like, don't even know what it is. Don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like learning this information while she's like straddled on me. She's like in her panties or whatever. It's like dry humping a 10-year-old, yeah?
Could have been 11. You know this is a molestation story, yeah?
This molestation, oh, bruv, guess what? So she doesn't get off much on me because I'm just like...
It's not even funny, bro. Yeah.
I don't know. Completely, she's like, got no idea what to do anyway.
Mm.
And she leaves. Then her friend comes in, does the same thing. So they're actually doing what she said is we're gonna come in here and see who makes us the most horny. And I know like this Rob's like loves this girl anyway, and I don't even know who she is. This is my mate's sister's mate, who's six, seven years older than who I've never met until that day. Do you know what I mean? And I'm just going, what the fuck are these birds doing? Like, where would this even go? What does it insinuate? I don't know anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think they're like having a good time, like just dry humping me. I'm just like not giving a shit. But thinking like, what the fuck is this game? It's like a really weird game.
Jesus.
And then it happens again. The next rotation, I remember the sister coming back. But I remember the girl saying to me, the sister's mate saying to me, oh, you're not much for like trying to dry hump me. And me just going, to her going to me, you're not much fun, are you, darling? Like, you're not much fun. And I'm like, nah, do you know what I mean? And she got up and fucked off.
Bruv.
Jesus.
When I look back at that, sometimes I get a flashback of that. Yeah. And I'm like, do you remember how old I looked when I was like 15? I looked about 7. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I was about 9 or 10 years old, bruv. when this happened.
Yeah.
When I look at, I've had the kids the whole of this weekend, and they're 11, bruv. When they take their t-shirts off, they're like little matchsticks, bruv.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah.
like they're like little like irrelevant utes, bruv. They would just be no harm, no hindrance, like that. They're just nothing.
Innocence. Yeah.
They wouldn't have made it 2 seconds in Afghanistan.
Yeah, no way.
Jakey. But that's what happened to me, bruv.
That's a molestation story, and but like
fuck that. That's why Almshouse batters everything, bruv. Because you never know. That like, Theme's life has been ridiculous. When I'm gonna remember the stuff, I'm gonna remember the stuff.
Bruv, when you're telling that story, I was having little flashbacks. Like, you know, these experiences, I mean, I think pretty much everyone goes through them. But like that, what you said, though, with a very much older girl. Okay, they're 16. They're still kids. At least it wasn't an adult. You know what I mean? But those types of experiences.
I know, they were kids. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Which makes it not so bad. But but fucking hell. Yeah, that's mad. Like, you know, all of our, like, you know, those beginning fucking sort of experiences where you don't fully get what's happening, but like you still go with it, but you know enough to like be like, okay, like, you know, something's happening here, you know what I mean? And but that's mad though, and it stuck with you, man. So it must have been, you know, quite a mad thing.
Where were all these hot teachers who are now there's like loads of hot teachers like raping the men utes, the male utes?
Yeah,
there's loads. They were never existed when we went to school, bro. Could you imagine?
Nah, they did.
There was one of the schools I went to, yeah, there was one chick who was hot, which is a teacher, she was hot, certified hot. No, like one, someone who's that hot, no one would argue she's not hot. She's hot for everyone, yeah? There's one cool teacher who was the English teacher who was like young, and we all loved him, and he was like the sports teacher as well, but like we loved him. When we find out that he started banging her, the props that he got, yeah. Everywhere he went, like any like corridor and that or playground, everyone just said, "No, you're a G. Like you're a G. You're a G. Certified G." Yeah. Like she is banging. You know what I mean? Like all like, everyone. She was like the science teacher, wow. And they went on and got married and like properly.
But okay, so thanks for sharing.
Thanks. I had to get that off my chest. It's the Almshouse.
Yo.
To your relief house.
Yeah. Do you look back on that as a mainly positive experience or as a like a weird experience?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck, girl? This is fucking beaut.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool.
Nursing a little semi, do you know what I mean? A little 9-year-old semi.
But it was getting
that mom was quite hot. The sister wasn't hot, but the sister's mate, she was quite hot. I remember thinking, I might just shut my mouth.
Mate, some of those early sexual experiences when you're dry humping and like the rash. And
the
dry humping days, like when you're just like, you're just so horny, but like you're fucking, you don't
dry
know what you're doing.
Humping for weeks. Yeah, for weeks.
And you're rubbing
have
it
you,
raw,
have you
man.
Have with your girlfriend yet? No, but I've been like, you know, like, yeah, you know, so close, like properly, yeah. Properly dry humping. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Shout out dry humping, man. Bring it back.
Big up all the dry humpers, man.
Mate, in jeans as well. And like the crease of the jean will be on a certain spot, but you don't want to stop her. You know, but it's fucking hurting at some point. And you're like, ugh. But like, yeah.
Dry humping.
All right, we got a graph critique here. This is an update. We had someone sent this in before. Remember, we couldn't read what it said, but it ended up saying X-Wave. E-X-W-A-V-E. And you had a go at him for doing E's like that. You were like, it's hurting your retina of your eye. So he sent up an updated one, man. So here we go. I just sent it to you. X-Wave. What's
it's hurting
your...
my retinas.
Are you looking Jesus at your Christ. WhatsApp? Describe what you're seeing first and then give us your...
I reckon it's already better than
much better.
The other stuff he sent in. But the X or the backwards K, it says X-Wave and it's a dub. Silver and black. Doesn't have a border, doesn't have highlights. Quick filling. I don't know if that's a backwards K or an X, but E-X-W-A-V-E.
That's it, EX, yeah.
Much better E's this time, son.
Yeah, the E's are pretty cool. Yeah, I like the E's.
Much better E's this time.
Trying to find the old one that you sent in.
And, you know, it's a quick filling dub, but I reckon it's better than the other shit he sent in because it doesn't hurt the retinas at all.
Yeah, it's much better. I mean, the A is a bit whoop, but
yeah, the A, and if it's a backwards K, it's pretty sick. If it's an X, it's not.
Yeah, no, it's an X. Great. It is an X. All right, I can't find the old one, but I'll find it and put it on the screen here for the viewers. Yeah,
and I like the way it looks like a bit of real graph. To be, I love a bit of real graph. I do.
It's got like a mossy wall there.
But just because you're shitting it doesn't mean you can't not put a board around it. You can still get a board around it, have drips, fat drips coming off the E down below, you know what I mean? In the border colours. Decent lad. Boy done well. I tell you what it is. It's most improved player.
Oh, okay.
Most improved.
Okay, MIP.
Because I remember the X-waves that really fucked the retina.
Yeah, remember those E's. Remember, we couldn't work out what it said for time, man.
But if you did this, yeah, them letters as well, but fix up the X and fix up the A, possibly fix up the V a bit, and did it top to bottom on that concrete, a bit like old boy, the city life at Gunnersbury, where the bottom of the letter doesn't even... Thank you.
Yeah.
If you did it like that, it would be a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot better, bruv, than a floater like that.
I agree.
Yeah, whenever you do graph, go big. And that wall there, we can see how big it is because we can look at the proportion compared to the size of your dub. And we can automatically assume it would have been a lot better to do a top to bottom. What's that? That's top.
I mean, always. If you can go a bit bigger, always do that, man. You know what I mean? All right, moving on to the next one. This is sent in. Says carrot, K-A-R-E-T. It's like got red and oranges in the fill, black outline, pink little line in the 3D, white one time, done in 2025. White around the outside in these weird kind of cloud things. If I can just go in on it just now.
If I can just say, who's writing carrot, bro?
Yeah, I mean, the word itself. I mean,
it's just carrot, a bit of a...
It's like 23...
I'm gonna look at a thing that says carrot.
Yeah, but 23 carat gold. Like, it's spelt like carrot as in carrots, like the measurement for gold, right? Don't they spell it like that? K-A-R-E-T?
No. I'll have a look now.
Okay. I think it's like that. I could be wrong. But let me just go in on it quickly, man. The letters are a bit all over the place. The width and the weight of the letters is not consistent. There's skinny bits and that are too skinny, and other letters that just don't have any skinny bits on it at all. You know what I mean? It's painted relatively neatly, I have to admit. You know what I mean? The guy can paint. He's got can control. The schemes, the weight and the distribution of the fades and stuff within the letters, it's not great, but it's good, though. You know what I mean? It does the job. It's even. There's nothing too distracting. Well, maybe in the E, the bottom bit of the E and the...
And the K.
What, this? I'm talking about just the fill. Yeah, I don't like those dots up and going up in the K. That's just a bit played out, like, you know. But he's getting there, you know what I mean? I think, you know, in a little while, the guy will be doing much, much better stuff. So, Carrot, please send in some future stuff.
I'm a big fan of just doing borders as borders like that. But even I on this one would have said, no, I need to do the background.
Yeah, but he's done a border, then like kind of a wispy white border as well, where he's held the can at an angle and gone round it again, second one, yeah, which I think just makes it look messy and dirty.
Should have just filled in those bits white, innit?
Just fill it in, man. You know,
done white bubbles around the piece, and then it's like a next color board around it.
Yeah, I mean, he's tried something there, but it's just like, yeah, it's a bit messy.
But no, carrot is C-A-R-A-T.
Ah, so it's with a C, not a K, okay.
About him with his carrots. With his K's.
The carrot with the K. All right, yeah.
I spent all this money on your education.
And look at the kick of the K and the kick of the R are completely different. You know, like, that's what we're talking about, continuity of letters. You got no basic kind of letter structure for the piece, so you got to work on that a little bit more. Your tag on the right, I can see you've put a bit of style to it. You know what I mean? You've done your thing. So just keep working on it. You'll get there, brother.
Some of the schemes is all right. The T's all right. I like the R. I think I like the R.
I mean,
compared to the rest of it.
Exactly.
But yeah. Big up carrot. Maybe you should write, I don't know, man, Recta. R-E-K-T-A.
Recta? That sounds too much like rectum.
Rectum, innit?
I got to show you one more thing that I was supposed to bring up on the weed episode, but obviously I got too lean to remember. I want to see if you remember this one.
This is going to be some amazing bit of kit.
Okay, check this. I've only got the physical photo of it, so I'll take a picture of it though and send it to you. This is Ealing Broadway. You know that hut at the end? I think there's a like a 10-foot on there now.
Oh my days! Is that a Frez?
No, look, it's a really terrible photo, but it's the only photo I could find. It says Weed Killers, and it was done by the AJS lot.
You send that to me immediately. I can't see it for shit.
Terrible. No, but even you'll see it's out of focus. It's terrible photo.
Oh, is it?
Angle. I'll send a photo of it now. But
that has always been a wicked spot.
Yeah. So many nice pieces have been done on that. And like, you know,
Bass has got it now, isn't it? I think
it's Bass and Tenfoot and someone else. I can't remember, man.
I think it's Bass and Asthma.
And Asthma, yeah. I think you're right.
It's the Tenfoot.
You're right, man. But anyway, yeah, that one, that Weed Killers, though, because I was going to bring it up on the 420 episode, that one was there. It wasn't even there for that long, but I just remember that nice piece said Weed Killers and had a marijuana leaf right in the middle.
And, did you send it? I remember that, man. The marijuana leaf.
There we go. You should have it now. But like I said, it's a terrible photo, man.
It's not that bad. You can see. You can see.
Just about see it. Look,
who was in AJS?
Haze. Like Taze and Ono and Suffer and Great and Roach and a couple of other
Great had a nice reach.
They were all like skater boys, stoner graph writers. You know what I mean? I remember correctly.
Who did you say? Great. That was a nice reach. Nice hand style.
Who was it? Pang, I think, was in it. I could be wrong, but I associate all those guys together.
Taze had a nice hand style.
Taze was ill with the hand styles. Him and Gasp did a lot of bombing together.
Else did Taze write? Something else?
No, he just wrote Taze. He's actually out in LA at the moment. Taze now, his job is editing movie trailers, like big, all the Hollywood blockbusters. Like he did the last Star Wars film. I can't remember which one. He edits the trailers for movies. So salute my man.
I bet he'd much prefer to edit Almshouse though.
Yeah, well, yo, if he's up for it, hit us up, man.
I just can't see the K. Well, can I? Yes, I can. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Right there next to that weed leaf, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible photo, man. But it's the only one I could find. Maybe someone else.
That's a nice spot, though, man.
Maybe someone else. That
is a fucking killer.
So maybe someone else out there has a better photo of it. They can send it to me. I'd love to see that, man. Yeah, we're going out on a tune. But theme, maybe we give away another one of the Zonk maps, man. If someone leaves a comment under this one below, you could win. We'll pick a winner next week. Yeah, I mean, if you want, theme.
If you can let us know in what reason Almshouse benefits your life.
Okay,
we'll choose the best comment on how Almshouse benefits your life. The best comment out of those.
Here we go.
We'll choose.
Show them the Zonk map.
Show
them the Zonk map. Go on, put it on the screen. I thought it's there next to you, right?
He's getting the reach. Man's got Pierre Zonky maps.
Yeah. So we'll send one of those Zonk maps to a winner next week. We'll pick a comment. So let us know in the comments, why does the Almshouse benefit your life?
Almshouse to your mum's house.
I like that theme. All right, we're going to go out to this tune. It's actually quite a mad one. Method Man and Ghostface Killah, they were on the Stretch on Barbito show and they did a freestyle. And then Stretch on Barbito, well, Barbito in particular, he made a movie about the Stretch on Barbito show. And with the movie, he linked up with a band called the M19s, yeah? And then he got all the audio from these famous freestyles from the radio show and actually composed music with this band and went around it and created like a whole album of songs. It's a fucking dope album.
I've seen it. No?
Yeah, it did the rounds. It was a couple years ago when that, I think the movie, the documentary was called Stretch on Barbito, Radio That Changed Lives. It's a sick documentary. I recommend it to anyone.
I do recommend that one, man. That was so fucking, Busta Rhymes in that is mad. He's like 19 or so and he's being ridiculous.
And they do interviews, yeah, with Primo, Nas, Jay-Z, and all the legendary people who came up on that legendary radio show. They all were unsigned hype when they came on the Stretch and Bobito Next Level. Anyway, this was the, Method Man, Ghostface, Freestyle.
We should get Stretch and Bobito on the show.
I could maybe, I got connections to Bobito, so we could maybe make that happen, brother. So
that's what I was thinking. Space.
I'd love that. I'd be one of the illest guests. All right, peace, party people.
Next week, 1:30.
I'll be the Bentley cap, coming with the fresh freestyle. So off the head, it never been written before. I said that I'm the baddest brother in the land. I'll be the man, Sammy DJ Chubby. Yes, I can. Yes, I am.
Here this
I
is
am.
Nice.
Never eat the ham. I like what? Hit the girl from behind with my L-type rhyme. Got the style, make you wanna like mad combined. Connect four. Coming through the left eye door, you know the style. The man, he be the best. Say, yeah. Come on, come on, come on, go space. Come on, hit me with a taste.
I roll up on the rap scene bluntly and lamp like a knocking off keys collecting monthly. My nigga play the pattern of stacks, rips the Gavin. I build like I'm stacking the log to make a cabin. Running wild in midtown, hit the ground quick. Mad bodies being lost and found, no one can stop me. Cause that's a sin, you know, error. One thing, I bring the MCs and be thorough. Kick dirt or jerk shit. I'll be the expert.
This is nice.
Get a hole in your shirt, John. I do
oh, album.
Ghostface, Maxine in a hall of fame place. Suicidal blends that kick like Northlake. Surviving, crazy live when I flip the track. I hit a reverend in the head with a bat. Yeah. And threw a set in the showcase. In the glass box with no case. Who did it?
Hey, hey, funky rap routines, attack and chores. Watch a sweaty boy, think you still can't score. Nothing, cause you ain't got no voice in this game. I'm home run hitting, you be running. Fresh out the toilet, I got my shit together. When I'm good, I'm good. When bad, I'm better. You want it, whatever. I'll be the stormy weather. Rain coming down, the weather lift your leather. Jacket, where the ass couldn't hack it. It's walking like a match. Coming back, it's the mapping. Say it loud, I'm the mapping. Man, clap your hands, now check it. See me in the mix, rolling fat blunts and blips on my bed echo. Love I came through and got me lit. Nick, then I walk by, give me the eye. The moment is give me shot, feeling my eye. Nigga, get back, you pussy cat. Fizz, basically that, I'm all in that. And then some, while I went out on tour going berserk. I heard you was at the sandbox and kicking dirt. All of my name, but you can't pull the flag. You don't know me and you don't know my name.
I was always going to be here. That's right, Rastafari.